So, yet again, the Occupy Wall Street movement is a developing story this morning. Police have cleared out protesters in Los Angeles. That's one of the largest encampments in the country. More than 200 people were arrested there when they refused to evacuate. And on the East Coast, there have been arrests overnight at the Occupy Philadelphia encampment. Police began evicting protesters from their site near City Hall in the early hours of this morning. A group of demonstrators marched downtown after they were moved out of their protest site. We're joined now by WHYY reporter Tom McDonald, who's on the scene at City Hall in Philadelphia. Tom, what is happening at this point?
Well, at this point, the protesters have, for the most part, dispersed. There were close to 60 arrests, we're being told, and there's a big cleanup going on. They're using several front-end loaders and tractor-trailer size dump trucks to remove any debris left. There's a lot of wood pallets, tents, and the like. They're all being loaded up and carted away, and then fire department workers are coming in with high-pressure hoses to clean down the area. Then they've got what they call bicycle rack gates that they're setting up across any openings to make sure the protesters do not come back.
Well, was sanitation part of the argument, by on the city's part at least, to evict the protesters?
Sanitation was the biggest argument. The city said it was unsanitary, unhealthy, and there was a need. There was a $50 million renovation of the area where they were having their encampment, and they needed to get to work on that to qualify for some federal funds.
All right, so at this point, what is the protesters' plan in response?
Well, the protesters have an alternate site. The problem with the site in their eyes is it's only available from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., which means they're not allowed to put their tents up for overnight encampment, and it's just not what they had where they were outside Philadelphia City Hall.
So perhaps they'll do as other protesters have done and turn it into a daytime protest?
Well, there is one group, the splinter group called Reasonable Solutions, that say they will have a daytime protest, although the permit was issued on Monday, and on Monday there was only one person there, and there haven't been many people at the sub-Occupy protest, as some people are calling it.
I'm sure you've seen the numbers of 200 people or perhaps more arrested in Los Angeles. How many arrests were made in Philadelphia?
It was around 60 people all told. There were a few minor injuries to protesters, a few minor injuries to police officers, and they say that the plan to remove the protesters went off exactly as planned.
That's Tom McDonald, a reporter with WHYY, reporting from City Hall in Philadelphia, where police evicted Occupy Wall Street protesters. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.